Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Shay McSheehy and Captain Paul Hazy join us on today's program to talk about a canine fundraiser starting for the Pella Police Department. Well, Chief McSheehy, we're here today to talk about a special launch of a fundraiser of a new unit joining the Pella Police Department, hopefully sometime soon. A different kind of species, if you will, of unit as you're trying to add a canine to your department. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the decision behind adding a canine and ultimately why you're pursuing this now with community support.
So we're very excited about this new program, and really what it involves, and perhaps the biggest piece, is community engagement. So, you know, as we look to the need of a canine, what we realize is we never had a canine before, and we thought that we would have good utilization for bringing that canine into schools, into our retirement homes, you know, at our community events. It's a great way to engage with the public. But it's also going to be a working dog, so it will search and track lost children or folks with medical problems, Alzheimer's, dementia. It'll track criminal suspects, and then we'll also do some narcotics detection work. So having the need for that in the community is something that we realized, and we're going to move forward with doing a fundraiser project to get some of the gear and the canine and training that we need.
Well, and you mentioned the uses of a canine unit, and again, that can vary from department to department. And you've already touched on a little bit, but specifically for Pella's needs and uses, you mentioned community engagement. How does that work in the sense of you train a dog, obviously, to do the things you talked about, narcotics, search and rescue and all that, but it's also got to be safe around people, right? Especially if you are going to have these community engagement. What are the primary uses or the ones you're looking for in this unit?
So what you're talking about is different breeds of dogs for different uses. You know, canines have been used for a lot of different things in police work. One of the things that many people see on TV is what's called a patrol dog, which does some bite work and some aggressive criminal apprehension. And that's not the dog that we need here in Pella. So more on the friendlier side, I guess you could say, the narcotics detection and tracking is a different breed of dog. And so we'll go out and we'll search that right breed that's got the right temperament, but also got the capability to work in the manner that we need it to.
Well, and from a community involvement standpoint, it's a fundraiser, right? So obviously there's going to be some buy-in from our residents. So those who are thinking about making a donation or those who are thinking about contributing to this project, kind of give them the pitch as to why. Why should they be kind of, in a sense, supporting this project?
Well, I think it's good for the community in a couple different ways. Number one, the project itself and doing this fundraiser, being out in the community, getting our officers and our members of the agency involved in our community to go out and talk about this program, to accept donations, and to do separate, smaller community fundraising events for this bigger project. So that's a big piece of that. But it is for the greater good of the community. Right now, we don't have a way to track a lost child or to track someone suffering a medical emergency or to help out with some of maybe some narcotics detection. So it's going to be a challenge to put this all together, but I think we have the right men and women here at the agency to do it. But more than that, I think we have the right community to get involved in this project.
So if people want to support, how do they? Obviously, you kind of just kicked this off, and I know that you're trying to get the ball rolling momentum-wise. How can they get involved?
Well, it's real easy. You can either stop any officer that you see and offer a donation. We'll be giving out receipts and taking down information. Or you can stop into the police department and make your donation or mail it in. So we're not going to be picky. We'll do it however we need to. Our goal is $75,000. That's going to cover the cost of the canine and training. It's going to cover the cost of a specialty vehicle and some of the specialty equipment that goes along with it. But we all also asking to partner with some of our local businesses for veterinarian care, for care and maintenance, for food. So we're looking for all types of different donations as well. And if that's something that you think that you can help out with, we would love to hear from you.
Well, on timeline-wise, what are you looking at? You mentioned fundraising events. I imagine a lot of those things are still in planning and in the works. But what does it look like going forward? And what's kind of the ultimate goal to have the new unit ready to go and joining and all suited up and sworn in?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, I think a 3-4 month timeline is It's doable as far as getting the donations. Selection of the dog is critical, and so sometimes that takes a little bit to find the right dog. And then, of course, you know, acquiring some of the equipment takes a little bit of time. So, you know, who knows, but we'd like to get this kicked off as soon as possible. And the sooner we get those donations in, the sooner we can start moving forward with, you know, implementing this program.
And really, from an officer's perspective, we are very excited to have this in the department as well. The staff is very excited to bring a canine on. The capabilities of that canine adds to our patrol division, and being able to have that opportunity for our officers is just really tremendous. And so we're very excited from a department standpoint, and we hope the community is very excited also to have this addition to our department.
Well, and one element Captain Haase did want to ask you about, and I was going to ask him about too, is you have to have an officer ready too, right? So I'm guessing that process is ongoing of getting an officer trained to handle a canine?
Absolutely. The training for the dog is very important, as well as the training for that officer that will be that dog's partner. And that process will be happening over the next few months as well to make that selection. The training aspect of it is an extensive part as well, and they're very well trained, the dogs and the handlers both. So again, we're really excited. The officers are very excited to have this opportunity and to take on this new challenge.
So one of the pieces of the community engagement is naming the dog. And so this will be a fun prospect for our elementary children in our schools. Our school resource officer, Officer Pearson, is going to be heading up that program, and he's going to be collaborating with our elementary kids and our teachers to come up with a name for our new canine. So that'll be neat to see what they come up with.
Once again, that was Pella Police Chief Shane McSheehy and Captain Paul Haase discussing an ongoing fundraiser for a new canine unit.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.